do retailers want in the market that is currently not available?
Quality products.
Ooh.
There's very minimal out there. No, seriously.
Yeah.
Everybody looks at quantity and then quality. You're not going to get in with that quantity. You have to do your quality. Have a good product. Like, sharpen your axe before you cut that tree. And have good product. Because people walk into dispensaries every day with garbage weed. Every day. And that another reason, like, it's good to use a distribution company. They have a rapport with the shops. These shops turn people around every day. And it's like, step one, make sure that you're competitive. Like, be your biggest critic.
I would pigeon onto that. One thing that I would say, at least we've seen in Washington, and I'm sure it's coming to Oregon, is as a grower, do not underestimate the demand for cheap weed, okay? Prices are going to go down, and so don't be holding out on, is the pound going to be 17, 15, 4, 12, 900? I've been talking to people even at our table about what is the wholesale price now in Washington, and that's with additional costs of, we have a higher tax than you guys have. We have to pre-gram everything, so you have a cost of bagging every single gram or eighth or whatever it all has, and so that all goes on to you growers. And so the price per pound is staggeringly lower in Washington than it is here in Oregon. And so, but the demand is people coming in. They, you know, it used to be everyone was getting $40 eights, and then it was $35, $30, $25 eights held for a long time. Now it's 20s and 15s people are coming in for. And so there are always going to be people wanting the top shelf. I would say that the one other part is that think about your brand. The number one issue I've seen growers have is that they need multiple brands per price category. If you put the exact same thing into a bag and charge two different prices, that's confusion in the marketplace. When you buy a Coca-Cola, if you're buying it in a can in the same grocery store, it's the same price. If everything looked like the same, but the Sprite is three times the price as the Coke, no one understands that. It's soda. It should be the same price. And so I would say if you guys are going to grow stuff, realize you're going to go some great weed. Some of your lower popcorn oaks or whatever, that should be a different price point and maybe even a different brand. And that's going to help you, especially working with distributors, on having them understand what the product is, why it's at that price point, and that anything that you guys can take and not have confusion to the retailer so their bud tenders can sell through. Selling it to a retailer, that's not the win. Just because you sold it to me and it's sitting on my shelf, I only care about buying more of your product until it's sold through. And so you want to go that direction of making it very simple, because the number one salesperson is a bud tender, and it's how much information they're going to know about that specific brand.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Randall.
I just have to throw in, you know, it's really important to remember a different, and I mean no disrespect, but a difference between Washington and Oregon is in Oregon we have a right to grow our own. And they don't have that right in Washington. So we have a larger segment of consumers that don't need to go to the stores, who feel, as I sometimes do, that the stores really are, except for, you know, the vape pens and the shatter and the rest of the processed products, are really for tourists. And I just think that's an important difference.
Lee, I have to say, though, that so is that product tested?
You know what?
When you're coming up,
you know
the
what?
Stores,
we've been smoking weed a long time without people getting ill.
And
so,
been using
and without any
Eagle
testing.
20 for a long time.
And I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not a scientist. I understand.
I know that abamectin causes birth defects. I'm not a scientist either. And I would take pesticides and fungicides very serious. I've been growing herb a long time myself, and I can tell you that probably 70 to 80% of the growers out there do not care. And they don't know the difference between ornamental pesticides and ones for crop production. And that's not like, that was me. I was that guy too. But I'm just going to tell you, most people have no clue how to beat spider mites. And most people are going to go that route. So to not buy tested material, I don't know if, like, is that really better?
I'm not a grower, but I heard that those little...
predatory mites.
No, those little bugs.
Yeah. Russet mites.
Russet mites.
Root aphids?
That there are bugs that you can use to
treat. Oh, yeah. Predatory.
Yeah, I use beneficial insects.
Yeah.
And I use an agronomist.
And the Department of Agriculture is training people to use pesticides now.
The Department of Agriculture is not training anybody that grows weed that I know of. all my friends were trained by their
To be a pesticide applicator, you need a license from the Department of Agriculture, yeah. And you need to take their class to be able to get the
license. How many pesticide applicator licenses are out there in a six-light grow room?
In
somebody's six-light grow room or their backyard? They don't have those licenses. And if you're depending on paying your bills and your food and buying your diapers on that herb, you're going to go get Eagle 20 or whatever the guy at the store tells you.
Thank you.
I did my first grow in Southern Oregon 18 years ago, and I can just tell you, I've been indoor, I've been greenhouse, outdoor. 90% of the people I know are not organic, and they all say organic. Everyone says they're organic. You want testing. It's pretty scary out there. It's hard to grow in a little room without getting bugs.
I'm not saying we don't want testing. I'm saying that I'm not a scientist. I don't know which things.
Yeah, but the bro deal doesn't come with testing. You don't know what you're getting. And I'm not saying you smoke some black market. You can smoke black market weed from South America. It's probably sprayed with all kinds of ornamentals from Home Depot, but you're not going to die
from South America. I'm talking about people growing in their yards, growing a couple of plants, sharing with each other.
Yeah,
that was the point, which was the point about Measure 91. Creating the industry was the way that we were able to get to the point, but the point was that we were able to grow four plants, and they can't in Washington, and that was my point initially.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I really appreciate it. I only have one more question, so I really want to get to it. Lee, the eulogy is all but written on the medical marijuana program. Do you see a way of saving that program in Oregon?
Well, you know, I did, it's 2198, it's the, do people know how to follow legislation? You go to the Oregon legislature's website, you click on the little circle that says OLIS, and then it leads you to a place where if you type in 1057, you can get to the bill. If you click on amendments, the amendments to 1057 are the -23 amendments. 2198 that Anthony Taylor was talking about, it's the -7 amendments. These are 75-page amendments, although a lot of it is just conforming stuff. I think that 2198 is the best hope for, the merger of the adult use and medical markets, I think, in Oregon, has been better than any of the other legalized states so far. Now, that might be setting a low bar, but it is. I mean, a patient is going to be able to go take their excess to a processor and get it processed, can shop tax-free in retail stores with access to products that healthy adults can't have, and other products in dosages that are higher than healthy adults can get. But, I mean, let's be clear, the medical growers got effed. They just did in this process, and 2198 tries to resolve that. That's the first answer. The second answer is, since we're on a distribution panel, is I've been advising medical clients for some time, or medical grower clients for some time, that they ought to collaborate and be vertically integrated and have their own dispensary that they sell to reduce the costs. And maybe even, I think we're going to wind up with a medical wholesale license that you can have. And there isn't any reason that we couldn't. I mean, you know, the other crops got granges, right? Why isn't there a cannabis grange?
Lee, most of the medical dispensaries that are just medical have 1 to 2 customers a day. Majority closed down right away and have had major issues.
Well, respectfully.
And the medical patients still have access with rec. And actually, most stores will eat the tax. So they have actually, if anything, better access because you have more stores. No, you don't have to buy the medical card. You can go right in. There's scrutinous testing.
Well, I agree that we've gone from 253 medical stores to 53 stores. But if you're in La Grande, or if you're in Klamath Falls, or if you're in La Pine, let me tell you a story. In Grant County and in Klamath County, we tried to get the bans reversed, and we were unsuccessful at doing it. And in Grant County, the guy who had been the roadmaster for years had got cancer, and the locals didn't want him to have to travel to Bend, so they changed the law so there could be a medical dispensary. I understand what you're saying about the economics of it,
yeah.
are challenging, and it's hard to be able to do this, but my perspective is you know, I have these two pens. One is about industry, and one is about consumers. If it creates more access, so that patients can have access in places where they don't otherwise have it, then let's not discontinue that. That's what I'm saying.
Can't everybody still grow four plants though?
Everyone can grow four plants everywhere. Yeah.
Sometimes patients, though, when they're ill, they can't grow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they can't afford it. You have to go into a dispensary, so that's my concern.
I know. I've had lots of patients and cards, and I know all about it. And it's unfortunate how it went down, but I was at those county meetings, and there you could hear crickets in there. None of my black market grower friends, they weren't there. They didn't fight for it. They weren't passionate about it. They're just doing their thing. There was probably like 10 people from our community that represented these county meetings, and it's like people weren't that passionate about it. Most of those people wasn't really for the patients. You know, a lot of them really are. A lot of people are really dedicated and really are for it. But I don't think that medical-only dispensaries is actually limiting access. To get a medical card costs money. There's a lot involved.